Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Almighty God, who has blessed me once again to come online this morning. It's Miss J in the Morning. Good morning to everybody. It's 7 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, 10 a.m. out there on the East Coast. Y'all had a few more hours, so there's no reason why you should still be asleep. 24 hours is almost gone. Get up, y'all. y'all. It's Miss J in the morning. We got an awesome show lined up for today. Of course, we got the area code check-in. So I want all of you guys to call in right now, 714-816-4743. Text everybody, tell them to call in and rep yo city. Those of you who are listening on the computer, we're on blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions, also featured on iArtistRadio.com. So make sure you tune in 5 days a week around the world. Shouts out to all of my international listeners who are continuing to pour out love, emailing me, sending me direct messages, hit me up on Facebook. I love you, I love you, I love you all, and I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for your love and your support. So we have some awesome music to play today. Of course, the best in inspirational music, because we OD on positivity right here on Miss J in the Morning. There's some things that's going on around the world that I got to let y'all know about. Of course, some more great announcements, some new upgrades to Miss J and Miss J in the Morning. So we're going to get right back into the music. I'll let y'all know with my girls, Mary Mary, it's time to go get it. Here we go.
Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up. It's your girl, Be Inspired, and you're tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the Morning. Holla.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Give him away. today, today. No longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today.
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go. Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today.
Though you never felt wind blow like this before,
my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid today.
Woo!
Opportunity to rep your city. So as you're calling in, I'm marking it off so been having some great representation around the world, and I am excited learning new area codes, new areas in the U.S. that I had never explored. So that only gives me an opportunity to get into new places that I've never been before. So everybody around the world can OD on positivity. That's what we do right here on Miss J in the Morning. Those of you who are new to the show and you're wondering, what the heck am I talking about? OD on positivity is our focus, our goal, our gain right here on Miss J in the Morning. You've OD'd on your job. You've OD'd on stress. You've OD'd on taking care of your family. Some of y'all done OD'd on some drugs. Thank God for deliverance. But one thing we have not done around the world as a unit is OD on positivity. It has been psychologically, medically, and spiritually proven that changing the way you talk for the positive, changing the way you think for the positive, changing your actions for the positive is actually greater for your life holistically in body, mind, and spirit. So why don't we go ahead and OD on positivity right here on Miss J in the Morning? Our challenge is a simple quote. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want you guys to open your mouth, even if you ain't brushed your teeth yet. Go ahead and say it with the morning breath. Repeat it after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. That means no breaks, no stops. You don't take weekends off. Consecutive, it continues. 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Do something positive today. Say something positive today. Think something positive today. Giving a shout out to Kirk Franklin. That was the song titled Today. And right before that, we had Mary, Mary, go get it. It's your time today to go get it. Don't wait no longer. We are already a few weeks into the new year, and you are still sitting there waiting on somebody to hire you, waiting on somebody to give you a job. Do you know why it's been so long that you've been unemployed? Seriously, I'm going to go ahead. I know who I'm talking to. I feel you in the spirit. The one that is waiting and saying, I've been waiting for a job for so long, I don't know what the problem is. I have the experience. I have 5 different resumes. I do great in the interviews. People say they're going to call me back. They ain't called me back. I don't know what's going on. I'm tired of being broke. The reason why you have yet to get a job is just because you are in a position to create wealth. Go ahead and start that company. You've been having dreams. You've been having visions. You have ideas that you know will create billions around the world. It is time for you to start your business today. If you need direction, I want you to email me right now, info@msjproductions.com, and in the subject line put, you were talking to me, I want to start my business today. Those of you who have been on a job for a long time and you wondering, when in the heck am I going to get my promotion? I don't know what is going on, okay? Y'all taking care of just enough so I won't leave, but you ain't taking care of enough that I really want to stay. God has given you that tool to invest in yourself, to take care. He promised you he would take care of everything you need in this time according to his riches and glory. So it might be just for you to start a business as well. I can give you help as well. So y'all go ahead, email me, info@msjproductions.com, and that's the website. Log on to the website. I'm so excited about everybody who's connected to me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Mentioning YouTube, the Ms. J Forum is official. We had a poll on the website asking, how did y'all want to receive it? Did y'all want video, regular, blog, or both? And the majority of you guys voted that you wanted video. So the first of the first are already posted on YouTube. You can Google me, Ms. J, on YouTube. You can search, or you can go directly to the website, and a link is there to the channel, youtube.com/JWorldwideLive or Ms. J. And our first official blog was about what most of y'all want to talk about around this time of the year, which are relationships. Valentine's Day is coming up. I know us ladies, we get into it. I know y'all. We are the worst when it comes to romance and love. I don't care how old, how young, how much you've been hurt, how much you've been in love. When that day, that holiday come around, we get butterflies in the stomach. Our minds get to going. And those of you saying, mm-mm, I ain't that type of woman. I don't think like that. Whatever. Because let nobody say anything to you on Valentine's Day. Not a text message, not a Facebook post or something. Y'all know y'all getting the attitude. So we talked about that on the blog. Make sure you watch the video. We also answered the question, why am I still single? I mean, I answered that for myself. Miss J is single. And I talked about it. Why am I single? Most of you guys are wondering, what is it? What am I doing wrong? So we have some great advice. You can view it on the website, MissJProductions.com, or go directly to YouTube. But whatever you do, make sure you share it. Make sure you receive it. Let me know. Give me your feedback, how you feel about it. We're having an awesome day right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We do it Monday through Friday, live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. And we are also featured on iartistradio.com. And I am so grateful for you all. So we're going to go right back into some music. And right after this quick break, it's a wonderful song that always gets me going and keeps me empowered. I got some news to talk about. It's some crazy stuff going on in America, and y'all know I'm jumping right into it. So here's Faith Evans again, and we'll be right back after this. Take away the rain, because I know it's made me who I am. The rain clears away all the impurities. It keeps everything clean, everything hydrated. So don't complain about the rain. Ah, wake up, everybody. It's Miss J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. I love that song. Shout out to Faith Evans again. Another oldie but greatie. Y'all know how we do it. The best in inspirational music right here on Miss J in the morning. We have some great updates coming up. Make sure you stay tuned and keep it locked on MizJProductions.com. You don't want to miss out. Those of you who are calling in, I see you. The area code check-in is coming up soon, so make sure you let everybody know to dial in 714-816-4743. We're going to talk about something new that's going on with our youth. Y'all know I have a passion for the next generation. These are the ones that are going to be the next presidents, the ones that are going to make the decisions about our fate. Really, like, serious decisions about jobs and money and taxes and all this crazy stuff, insurance, gun control, wars, and all this peace within other countries. So I'm really passionate about making sure they get it together because you know this next generation is a bit crazy. Y'all know they're crazy. So I don't know what's going on in Louisiana. Shout out to all of you who support me in Louisiana, but y'all know y'all got some crazy stuff going on over there, right? Y'all got some crazy stuff going on in Louisiana. I'm going to go ahead and tell it. Reading the news, I found out something that's going on. It's a new craze, another thing that these teenagers are doing, and it's called whipping. Have y'all heard of this before? Whipping. It involves only males, and they pull out their private parts and rub them on, like, various objects. Oh, no, y'all heard me right. Yes, whipping is these teenagers running around here, pulling their pants down and rubbing their private parts on different objects. Now, there's a 23-year-old. His name is Brandon Adams. He actually, you know, him and his longtime buddies understand what whipping is about and reported, you know, giving some insight on what it's about. So, whipping is done in Louisiana. It's most popular in Louisiana, but apparently it's this national craze that is going on. And he says, like, if you whip your private part out and wipe it on the bar stool, you get some points because it's pretty funny. But you get more points if you, like, do whipping on a police car. Like, the more danger involved, it makes for a better picture, and you get more points, and you end up winning the whole whipping game thing. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So there's a 27-year-old girl. She's chilling at the bar with her friends, and they're having a few drinks when about five or six guys rush into the bar with their pants already down and just start, like, wiping or whipping their private parts over everything, like rubbing it on tables, bar stools, the walls, and all that. And by the time the manager and the owner figured out what was going on, they had already ran out. I mean, this is disgusting. They think that it's funny. Like, people were really laughing and thinking this is something funny that's going on. But the bar actually had to shut down for 2 days and bring in a hazmat crew, you know, the crew that, like, sterilizes everything, to clean up everything from head to toe. I mean, it was really, like, expensive for them to do it. They didn't know what was going on, if they had diseases or anything. They didn't know what they were wiping or whipping out. They didn't know. And, I mean, this is something crazy. This is something, I'm sorry, I'm just at a loss. I'm at a loss. I don't know where these kids get these ideas about doing this crazy stuff. I mean, the police department has had to come out, and it's actually a crime. They're actually considering this like a terrorist attack because there's different diseases, there's different infections that they don't know that these people have. You don't know if you got something, people just rubbing stuff. I mean, they actually have pictures of people rubbing stuff on your mailbox. Y'all, we have to. It is not just, you know, something that needs to be said because it's positive. It's something that needs to be done because it's dire. It is crucial that we talk to our kids and let them know that this is not acceptable. People think it's funny. I mean, I know it started out with all this crazy stuff with the, you know, the TV shows doing all these big pranks and all this craziness, but this is going too far. Really? Like, just wipe, I mean, and not even just wiping your private part on stuff, but you don't know what you're putting on your private part. You're wiping your private part on a public thing, you might pick something up. Now your kid itching, and you got to take him to the doctor because he's sitting out here doing some whipping crazy. This is not funny. It's, I mean, people think that it's just, I mean, some parents actually have been reported to laugh about it, knew their kids were doing it, and say, hey, kids are kids, and they're harmless. But you can actually, I mean, the first offense, if they get caught, is just a warning. But the second offense can actually start out for a minimum of a week to 30 days in jail. You can do jail time for this. People don't know what you got, and you're rubbing your private parts all over the place. So, y'all, just continue to pray for our youth. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where people thought that this was funny. I don't get it. So we need to continue to keep them lifted. If y'all know anything about it, let's talk about it. Hit me up. Email me. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Let me know if you ever heard of this. Check with your teams. If you know some teams, find out if they've known anything about it, if they've been involved in it, because it's actually serious and it's just disgusting. I'm letting the world know, if I find anybody doing anything like that around here, I'm whipping out a belt. I'm whipping. That's the whipping that we need to do. I'm going to rename that. The whipping we need to do is pulling out a belt, and I'm going to whip that little naked behind. Let somebody come over here and do something. I'm going to go to commercial break because that just got me upset all over again. Let me go to commercial break so we can stay positive on this whipping. Yeah, that's what they need. That's exactly what it is. They need a whipping. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I believe in whipping a child. In order, not beating a child. But these kids, I might beat them. Y'all might have to hold off. Ms. J probably can't handle this situation. So I need all y'all out there that's listening to go ahead and help me out, because that's what they need, a whipping. Just craziness.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. GST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation, or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm breathful. Another time I'm sometimes I feel like giving up, yeah. Sometimes my faith feels used. And every time I get in a bind, I know you're there. I send up this real simple prayer. Reveal me. Reveal me. Reveal me.
Break. Make sure you keep it locked on the website, MsJProductions.com. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management, Cynthia Harris. Love you much, my sister, the head sister in charge. She's the CEO and manager. Make sure you support local artists. You want to find out more about One Girl Gospel Management, you can log on to our website, MsJProductions.com. There's a link and contact information in our supporters page. I want to say thank you to all of you who are continuing to support us, businesses and individuals, artists, entrepreneurs alike. You can be featured on our supporters page. Just simply email me at info@MsJProductions.com. Become a partner with Ms. J Productions and get featured not only on our supporters page, but also on our calendar so we can keep in touch with what you have going on in your side of town, in your business, and all that that's going on. We want to represent everybody who is doing great things, not just for the kingdom of God, but for people around the world on behalf of the kingdom of God. You know how we do it. We reppin' the true, one, and living God. That's what it is. I ain't ashamed of the gospel. I don't want my God to be ashamed of me. That's how we do it right here on Ms. J in the morning. So good morning to all of you. You know what time it is. It's time for the area code check-in. Yes, it's time for you to rep your city. So I'm going to make a quick announcement to give y'all an opportunity to rep your city. Go ahead and call in 714-816-4743. Tell everybody. Text them right now. Tell them hurry up. Because every time I do this, the ones that are listening on the computer, y'all decide to call in at the last minute. I'll be trying to write it down so I can, you know, call y'all out so I won't forget nobody. Y'all make it hard for me. Rep your city, quick announcement, Ms. J giveaway is coming up. Excuse me. The only way to qualify to win is to rep your city. I'm only choosing from the area codes that's representing the most. So, y'all, I'm getting choked up over here. So, how you qualify to win is tell everybody in your area to call in. Rep your city. Now it's time for the area code check-in. I had to clear my throat real quick, y'all, so I won't get choked out. Huh, let me take my breath. Let's hope I don't mess it up. Y'all know how we do it. It's the area code check-in. Here we go. 209-501-770-510-313-323-818-678-917-513-864-662-916. 727-404-757-860-213-702-408-760-602. Oh, we did it. It's the area code check-in. Thank you all for calling in on today. Starting your day off in the right way and in the best way, ODing on positivity with your girl, Ms. J. And Ms. J in the morning, where we have the best in inspirational music, inspirational news, inspiration all day, every day. That's what it's all about. I want to help y'all get through your day. Sometimes I need help too, y'all. So I love you. Thank you, everybody who continues to support me. Those of you who are subscribing to my YouTube channel, new videos are going to be posted frequently. So thank you so much. Give me the feedback. I need it. Make sure you log on to the website, sign my guest book. Tell me how you feel about me. Give me some love so I can continue to give y'all love. Now, let me get back into some news. This was very interesting. Something else is going on, and this is not in America. So I am an American, proud to be. God bless America. Shout out to our president and first lady, the Obamas. I love them so much. But around the world, shout out to y'all. It feels good sometimes to know that Americans aren't the only crazy ones. You know, there's some crazy stuff going on around the world. So out there in Sweden, if you're Swedish and you're listening to Ms. J in the Morning, thank you so much. Hit me up and let me know if I got some listeners in Sweden. But, yeah, y'all got some crazy folks out there too. So, you know, one thing that we don't want to talk about, we really don't like talking about this, but it's inevitable, is death. I mean, we are all born to die. I mean, as soon as you came into this world, you were one day closer to dying. A lot of people don't like talking about that. They're like, oh, God. But the best thing to do is be prepared, y'all. Of course, you want to live a long, healthy, vibrant life, but it's going to happen, and you don't know when your time will come. So be proactive instead of reactive. Too many times I've seen people having car washes, barbecues, asking for money, taking out loans, getting in debt to help put their families away because they simply did not prepare. Although it's something that we don't want to talk about, we don't want to lose our loved ones, we will not be here forever, and that's the truth, y'all. You have to get a mature mind and heart and prepare for the worst, but believe in God for the best. That's how I like to live my life, and just know that you're going to leave here empty. You're going to leave here doing everything that you're supposed to do. You're going to live a long and vibrant life, and if you declare a thing, speak those things as if they are, it will happen. You just have to believe that. But as you're preparing, one thing, a major cost, is the funeral arrangements, especially the coffin. And I got some news. There's some crazy things going on with these coffins, y'all. I mean, like, you know, people like to go plush and, you know, they get the cherry wood and the oak and all this great stuff, and they're doing it up, and they got the silk on the inside with the insulated padding and all. And I don't know why. I don't get it. It's a shell that's in there. Our spirit is no longer in there. They can't hear you. They can't see you. So those of you who go to funerals and y'all just going crazy and crying and, like, they can't hear you. It's just a shell. This is all that we have. The true living thing is our spirit man on the inside. But it concerns me about how much money we spend on these coffins. A coffin can range anywhere from $1,500 to even $1,530. Sometimes $300,000 just for a box to bury 6 feet underground. Now, we all know about reports that some funeral homes are actually charging you for these coffins, burying your loved ones, and after a while, they go dig them up, put them in a box, clean them up, and resell them. Y'all, we're going to talk about that later, but let's get back to what's happening. In Sweden, there is an actual new coffin. I just thought this was crazy and I had to share. A new coffin out in Sweden that actually has video and music equipment, like, inside the coffin. Yeah, video and music equipment. And it's called a hi-fi coffin where you can, I guess, entertain the dead. I don't get it. Of course, the music is loaded up by the living. You load the music and the videos up by the living, and at the funeral, I guess you can play like a little video, you know, how people do slide shows now with pictures and things like that. But you can, you know, in your will, write what type of music you want to listen to while you're underground. As you close the coffin, the music will continue to play. Right now, they have actually equipment in there that can last up to 10 years. Isn't that freaky? Like, I know you're 6 feet underground. ground, but I don't want to go and visit my loved ones at the graveyard and I just hear random songs playing. That's just eerie. I just can't. When I saw this, I was like, I can't. I'm done. And not only do they have this, but this is selling at a whopping $199,000. Converted into Swedish crowns, that's what they call their money. Our dollars are their crowns. It's $30,700. But it's $199,000. Do you know that's a couple of homes in some places? That's a couple of condos in townhomes. $200,000 American dollars for a coffin that has music and video. Music and video in a coffin. For somebody that can't even hear it. Are you kidding me? I just thought this was crazy. It's real. And of course, you know, they're going to interview somebody crazy like Ozzy Osbourne, and he said that he actually would want it and just really is thankful for somebody like the creator. And the creator's name is Keith Richards, and people are actually having these things on back order. Yeah, he's making millions of dollars because he's putting music and video in a coffin. It's okay. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and meditate on that. Sorry, I am weak. I can't. I don't make this stuff up, y'all. I really don't. This is true. This is really happening in the world. So I just want to appreciate everybody that's a little bit more sane than others. Those of you who are tuned in, I'm serious. Hit me up. Let me know what you think about it. We're going to take a spoken word break. Here's appreciation just to ease my mind. And we'll be right back after this. It's Miss J in the morning.
As I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pour myself out to tell you how much you mean to me. See, my life was in shambles because I was just chasing things that my mind scrambled. Unaware that every second away from you, my heart withered like a flower with no rain, like cold nights upon flames. Such a shame. All the time that I wasted while the poison of the world I tasted, face it. I gave in to my curiosity, not caring of your thoughts for me or your life for me. I ran away as you sought after me drastically, diving into the world of chaos and rapidly. The moments I'd gained became the years I'd lost. I walked down the unknown roads I crossed as my soul, like a puppet on the waves, was tossed. But from the throne in heaven, you beckoned my soul and told me you can take this broken mess and make it whole. And still, I ran. As my mother prayed, I ran. As my sister prayed, I ran. Right into my own coffin, I ran. Your praises no longer sang, but swam with the damned. Until one day I slammed into myself. And as I searched the face in the mirror, the lifeless eyes, the mind not wise, who fell victim to the world that was sensationalized, I realized I was watching me die. And so I said goodbye, and you reached down like lightning knees the ground, and flowers stretched towards the sun. I stretched towards the one who loved me even when I became undone. My anchor was your grace that led me into the secret place where the Most High dwells and reveals his face to the unfaithful and rejected. To me, consume me like fire consumes paper, evaporate me like mist or water vapor, solidify me like water into ice, and purify me and remove every vice. Captivate my mind until I reach the state where my thoughts cease to be, where I'm shackled to your side and you control all of me. Not just what I want to give up, not just where I want to obey, but perform open heart surgery on me and remove the parts that have decayed. Let me fade away like a celebrity's fame or fortune as I dive deeper into my depths of my God-directed soul searching. Cause I need you. Cause life is not life without you. Cause the shadows of my past creep on today's skies, trying to change my mind's forecast from free to paralyzed. I've realized that you are the sustenance of my living. Intertwine our hearts so that mind follows your rhythm. Ba-boom, 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 let them beat us one. As the seeds of iniquity in me become undone, Lord, Father, King, Savior, be present in my thoughts and my behavior, that my life will be a dedication to you now and forever, that I may achieve my full potential in whatever endeavor. You never said it would be easy, and I wouldn't expect it to be, because you're ripping out of me all the sin you detect within me. But the pain of my loss don't compare to the pain of your cross, so do what you gotta do to get connected with me and bring out the plans that you've selected for me. So, as I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just wanna take a second to pour myself out, to tell you how much you mean to me, for all that I am or ever will be. I am because of you.
What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Yo, P. Day ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things guys gotta
work.
Whoa. Why?
Morning on the lock. right here Monday through Friday. We are live on blogtalkradio.com around the world. Shout out to all of you who continue to hit me up and show me love. I appreciate all of you. Our spoken word break appreciation by Eric Perez. Make sure you hit him up on YouTube. Let him know, hey, Miss J is playing you over and over and over again because I want y'all to get it. I want you to really get it. That is my focus today. You got to get it. Don't just hear me. Don't just be entertained, but get it. What is it that we would just gain the whole world but lose our souls? Why are we doing what we do just so we can be famous and have somebody say our name and have cute little pictures? Y'all know how we do on Facebook. You post a picture, you don't have a lot of likes on it, which y'all going to go ahead and erase it, right? You put up a comment or a post and ain't nobody commented on it or liked it, y'all think it wasn't a good one. Don't be moved by that mess. Break out of that mindset. Don't be swayed by social media or any media. 2013, my theme is it's not about you. God is releasing blessings and putting you in places not for you. The things that you've sown, the time, the sweat, the blood, and the tears is not for you. It's for somebody else. Please get over yourself. It might sound harsh, but it's the truth because as soon as we get that, we will unlock the key to everything. It's not for you, your money. He paying your bills and taking care of your needs just to use you. You are a tool, a vessel to help others. Not just for you. The journey is about you. The challenges we go through, I tell you, it's no longer challenges. It's just strength conditioning. If you got to go through a lot of hell, it's because you're on the front line and he trusts you and he loves you enough. He wants to get all those impurities out of you, so he keeps putting you in the fire, not for you, for somebody else. So that's our focus in 2013. You are blessed to be a blessing. I want you to receive that. I want you to believe it first. Then you can receive it. Go ahead and speak it. Hit me up on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure you keep it locked on the website, MsJProductions.com. I am so blessed. I look forward to hearing from y'all in the morning. So I'm going to leave you with this awesome song. Y'all know this is one of my other theme songs. Y'all, I just love it. I do. I do. I do. I do. And I love all of you. So have an awesome day and walk in your blessing. It's Ms. J in the morning. I'll speak to you in the morning. Mwah!
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son. Cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him. I need to breathe him. That's my baby. Don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed. Woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all night long, you're so blessed.